But how will you know it is your father? I didn't know I had a son until I met you, Martin.
I know that you were lying. Please go away.
Why couldn't I be your father? Why would God have sent me to you? Outside!
Will they kill you?
Have pity on me. Let me be your father, Martin. Why wait for the father who does not need a son? Look into my eyes. No one has ever needed a son. Find me a place to hide, or a way to escape. Is there a cloister or an attic?
No, no, wait. Help me move this.
Where does this lead to?
Down in the cellar, behind some empty barrels. No one knows about it.
Are you sure?
No one has said to Patrick.
Who is Patrick?
My best friend. He will never betray us.
Never see me.
Yes, Father.
Promise me you'll never to betray me.
Come on, if you are my father.
Marry then, for God's sake. Would they break in before you've done?
I cannot any further. It is heaven.
Try, try harder, or I am lost.
Are you all dead? Go and search the place and bring everyone here. Who are you? Why didn't you open the door? You must be deaf or drunk not to have heard my blows.
I am not allowed to open the door to anyone.
Then who let the man inside?
Man, I saw no man, sir. I was asleep.
Who brought this in then?
I don't know. Maybe the rats.
I'll teach you not to make fun of me, you little scoundrel!
My lord, what is it? What is there against us?
Only better protect us!
Are you in charge here?
Yes.
It does not befit your job to take a heretic.
A heretic? I do not understand, my lord.
The man you're hiding is the Count of Nevers, a heretic, a traitor. The king has ordered him arrested, tortured, and beheaded on the spot.
There is no stranger here that I know of.
You lie, you filthy monk! Two neighbors have seen him knocking at your door less than half an hour ago, and for the door being opened to him.
How could I have heard him, my lord? We all sleep on the other side of the kitchen.
What is this boy doing here, then?
The boys, they're orphans, my lord. They take turns sleeping in the kitchen to keep the rats away from the cupboard.
Then it is him, let him in.
Martin, my lamb, did you let someone in?
Can't you see he lies?
But why should he lie? Martin, my love, you aren't lying, are you?
I'm not.
I warn you! If the prisoner is not brought to me within 10 minutes, I shall have you all imprisoned and the building razed to the ground.
Martin, 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 you and the
prophet
I know nothing, nothing.
You see, my lord, the child does nothing.
He lies, you moron. Can't you see he lies? I found it by the fireplace, and there are traces of blood on the floor.
Martin, why did you lie? It is a sin to lie. And it is a very wicked man you're helping.
I have seen no one.
Come to
my
father.
I shall have
revenge.
But he's a child, my lord.
Let him to speak, you cursed idiots.
Leave us here alone, my lord. I shall make him talk. I think that you have frightened him.
All right. I give him a last chance. Everybody out. Leave them alone.
Closed when one is waiting.
and for whom?
My father.
Your father? There we go again. I have told you 1,000 times. You have no father.
But he came to mine.
Now I understand. The scoundrel made you believe he was your father.
But he is my father.
Don't be foolish. Even if your father was still alive, he could never know that you exist.
Why do you say that?
Because your mother left her soul, saw him once, and never asked his name.
But he knows that I am him.
How could he know?
Because I called him many times.
You called him?
Yes, with no voice, but loudly, loudly.
What does that mean?
Look, it is my magic call. I close my eyes. Did you hear anything?
Not a thing.
You see, it is magic. For I was calling him so loud, so loud. He could not hear me across the world.
You're too intelligent to believe in such nonsense. Can't you see, Martin? This man pretended to be your father only to gain your pity. And besides being an imposter, he is a wicked man, a worshipper of the devil, and an enemy of the Holy Church. Whoever harbors him commits a mortal sin. Come, Martin. Tell me, where did you hide him? Where did he go? He is not your father, can't you understand? He could not be your father.
Please, let me have a father.
Haven't I been a father to you?
No, no, you don't always care. You don't always ask me why I have sighed. When you see I have been crying, and it was not me you saved first. When the fire broke out last
us.
had enough of this. We are being much too patient with the boy. If he won't talk, I shall find a way to make him talk.
What did he tell you, Christopher?
But he admitted to you that he let a man in. Why then won't he tell you where he's hiding?
I told you, Your Excellency, the wicked man made the boy believe he is his father.
Not him. Come here. I give you one more chance. You look like a bright boy. How could you believe that the man you are hiding is your father?
What man?
Didn't you admit to Father Cornelius that you let a man in not long ago?
Martin, how can you lie like that? Don't you know that lying is a mortal sin? Aren't you afraid of the torments of hell? Did you not tell me that a man came here and made you believe he was your father?
No, never, never!
For if I fail to catch a heretic, I shall be the one to lose my life. All I want to do is to frighten the child, for I am sure that only fear can loosen his tongue. He is stubborn, but he has too much imagination to be courageous.
Be gentle, my lord, I beseech you.
Well, Martin, have you thought it over? Leave him alone! Keep everyone back! How red it is! Unless you tell the truth, I shall have your eyes burned out, so that you may never see again the light of pain!
Oh,
have them all punished. Now, Martin, every time you lie, I shall tell the executioner to move one step towards you. Once he reaches you, there will be no mercy left. Did you hide a man here?
No.
Why, Martin?
Martin!
Question. Did you hide a man here?
Martin, Martin, you must be mad. Tell the truth. Tell the truth. Martin, Martin.
No.
All right, then. One step nearer.
Oh, thank you, my father.
You have no father, Martin.
Acabamos de escuchar La mentira de Martin de Giancarlo Menotti, sobre texto de su autoría, en versión de los siguientes intérpretes: como el extranjero, el barítono Alan Opie; Martin, voz blanca, Connor Burrows; padre Cornelius, tenor Robin Leggate; el sheriff, bajo barítono Matty Best; Naninga, mezzosoprano Pamela Stephen; Timmy, voz blanca, Ben Dixon; Christopher, voz blanca, Luke Johnson; coro de niños, Tees Valley; y orquesta Northern Sinfonía, bajo la conducción de Richard Hickox. Con esto nos despedimos de la música de Giancarlo Menotti. El próximo jueves tendremos la oportunidad de disfrutar de algunas de las cantatas barrocas compuestas por Georg Friedrich Händel. Será hasta entonces. Hasta aquí les hemos presentado Lírica Viva. Un nuevo encuentro el próximo jueves a la hora 21 a través de esta emisora.